Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And come down and visit, get a great bite to eat, and we'll have a whole bunch of West Hartford Focus interviews. And today at the Ben & Jerry's in West Hartford Center, it's Free Cone Day. And I believe proceeds will benefit the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. Christy Koval, of course, with the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut, joining us now in Brian & Company. Christy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It is a great day for ice cream.
It is. And so what's happening at the Ben & Jerry's today? And it's all day, right?
It is all day, 12 to 8. We have volunteers who will be scooping all day for Free Cone Day. And if you want to come on down, you can tip one of your servers, and all of the proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter.
So you get your cone, and then all the tips go to the organization.
Yes, yes. They have partnered with us. This was a great day last year. We actually had just about the same weather. We're really excited about it since we've had so much rain. And, you know, this is a wonderful way to come out and show your support. We'll have information and resources as well. But I understand you'll be popping in. We're really excited to have a lot of folks come out and join us today in West Hartford.
Yeah, my begrudging teen, I pick him up from school at 4, and we'll come down, hopefully get down there before 4:15, and Joey Burgoyne, our executive producer, he's going to be scooping for like 2 hours.
Yeah, he's doing the 2 to 4 shift. We're really excited to have him join our team today.
And I know some TV folks, Kevin Nathan might be there, Kara Sundland might be there. I believe, was it Matt from Fox 61?
Matt Scott, yep. Yeah. Erica Arias, I believe, is joining us. So we have a lot of folks from the local TV stations who come down as well. And scoop. And it's a really nice community event that benefits our chapter. So again, you can come down and get your free cone, and if you feel so inclined, make a donation. You know, a lot of folks do, which is really great. And it's a wonderful way to show your support for the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter. And we're really grateful to the Ben & Jerry's in West Hartford for partnering with us again this year.
Yeah, it's a great event, honestly. And it's super fun, and today's weather perfectly lines up. What else is going on? I mean, when do you get the walks? What's happening this spring? When are other things happening?
There's a lot of stuff happening. Our walks are scheduled for later in the fall, October, and actually okay. Early November for the Greater Hartford Walk. But there's a lot of things happening into the spring. You know, June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So there's a lot of events, alz.org/CT, if people want to find out what's going on in their community, or people, as you know, can call our helpline, 800-272-3900, if they have questions about a loved one who may be showing signs and symptoms, or just want to talk to one of our care consultants. We're always around.
We're talking Christy Koval with the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. Anything new or happening in the policy or medical world?
In the policy space, we actually had a big group that just came back from Washington, D.C. last week for our advocacy forum, and a lot of really exciting things that we're advocating for. You know, more research funding at NIH, and also a really interesting piece of legislation around training primary care physicians that we're advocating for on the federal level. Our advocacy day, thank you for having us on, was a big success. We still are, you know, pushing some of the state legislation, you know, just a couple weeks left in the session, but we're just continuing to push forward, and it's a really exciting time in the world of research.
Yeah, well, we'll be there. I'll be there around 4:15. Again, Joey Burgoyne, if you want to say hello to him, he'll be there 2 to 4. And there's a whole bunch. And just people that want to help or be there scooping, too. They'll be staffing it all day long from noon to 8 o'clock. So depending on whether it's lunch break or right after work, whatever you're doing, all the tips go toward the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. Christy, I'll see you later.
Yes, you sure will.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Christy. Christy Koval. Okay. Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to cut her off. She does a lot of policy work for the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. Just a good rep for that group of people. And there's no family. I don't know of any family. I honestly don't know of any family not touched by Alzheimer's at some point and at some level.